Hello, it's Morgan Harper Nichols here, and today's piece is called, What Am I Called to Do? Today's episode is for the one who feels like you have been called to something more, and yet you don't quite know what. You feel the pulse, you feel like you're on the verge of something, and yet you also feel like you're staring at a blank canvas with a whole variety of paint, many colors sitting at your side with no idea of how to mix them together, what to paint, how to paint, how to create something. And yet, these tools are here. And yet, nothing comes. You're still waiting. You're still trying to figure out what this is. What's calling your name to create? What new thing were you meant to step into? I cannot tell you exactly what you were meant to do in the next few weeks, few months, few years, or decades, but I can tell you that there is something right here in the present moment that does bring you alive. There is something right here that does energize you. You do not have to start with a blank canvas in order to create something beautiful. You do not have to start with a blank journal page in order to contribute something of value. If you feel energized by learning new things about the world, or you feel motivated when you get to spend a little extra time with the people that you care about, continue to do those things without worrying about the outcome. That pulse that you feel when you're doing something you love doesn't always have to turn into a project. You are allowed to nurture what brings you joy without worrying about how it fits into the larger picture. You are allowed to be excited about something in this present moment, even without knowing if that excitement will come tomorrow. That is all the more reason to feel the full weight of the excitement today. How can you nurture the relationships and connections and curiosities that you have right here in the present moment? Give energy to the things that bring you joy and the things that bring others joy right here, right now, without worrying about the outcome, without worrying about how this is going to play out months from now, years from now, or decades from now. You will arrive at the future when you are meant to be there. And in the meantime, you have today to make the most of where you are. Thank you for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. What energizes you?